This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi wa la kitaba ba'da kitabihi wa la shariata ba'da shariatihi. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله صدق الله العظيم My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept within us the temptation towards sin and the enthusiasm towards doing righteous deeds. Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah has inspired human being towards, and Allah has shown him both the paths. And the reason for showing him both the paths is in that there is freedom. If there is no freedom of action, there is no accountability. But after making mention of that, we have to keep in mind, if he chooses wrong and he chooses the path of sin, it is not liked by Allah, it is not approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ. Allah is not happy with kufr and Allah is not happy with transgression. But Allah has given us the freedom to do both. اللہ نے انسان کے اندر گناہ کی خواہش اور نیکی کرنے کا جذبہ پیدا کیا ہے. تاہم گناہ کرنا کوئی معمولی بات نہیں. However, if he chooses sin, then choosing sin is no ordinary matter. Sin has got the capacity to destroy you. The way one spark of fire has got the capacity to destroy the entire house. In a similar manner, a spark of guna and sin has got the capacity to destroy a person completely. Therefore, it comes in a hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that when a person sins, a dark spot and a stain comes upon his heart. When he makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala removes the stain. But if he doesn't make tawbah, that particular stain increases. The darkness increases until his entire heart is engulfed in darkness. When his heart is engulfed in darkness, then he can't make out the distinction between right and wrong. And this is, agar aadmi ne gunah ke raaste ko ikhtiyar kiya, to gunah ki koi, ye koi mamooli baat nahi. Ye insaan ki ruhaniyat ko tabah karne ki salahiyat rakhta hai. Hadith mein hai, کہ گناہ کے کرنے کے بعد ایک کالا ڈبا لگ جاتا ہے ہمارے دل پر. جب بندہ اپنے گناہوں سے توبہ نہیں کرتا تو سارے دل کو بالکل وہ تباہ کر دیتا ہے اور کالا بنا لیتا ہے. سو دس از سم تھنگ دیٹ وی ہیو ٹو کیپ ان مائنڈ آل دا ٹائم دیٹ اف یو چوز دس وے اٹ از ناٹ سم تھنگ دیٹ از لائک بائی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. ہاؤ ایور دس از اے ریئلٹی. یہ خاکی اپنی فطرت میں نہ نوری ہے نہ ناری. علامہ اقبال has made mention that this khaki, this human being, he is by nature neither an angel, neither is he a shaitan. یہ خاکی اپنی فطرت میں نہ نوری ہے نہ ناری. یہ نہ شیطان ہے نہ فرشتے میں سے ہے. یہ ایک انسان ہے جس میں دونوں طرح کی چیزیں اور دونوں طرح کے جذبات ساتھ ساتھ چلتے ہیں. Now, when this is the reality with regard to sin. Sin is no ordinary matter. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, "Inna al-mu'min yara dhunubahu ka'annahu qa'idun tahta jabali." A mu'min regards sin as burdensome, as sitting underneath a mountain, not knowing when a rock is going to fall upon him. A mu'min regards sin as so serious, that I'm sitting underneath a mountain, ho sakta hai ke jo hai na wo kahi chatan hum par gir jaye. To ye mamooli baat nahi. So what do we do with regard to sin? You know, we are in the ashra. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu said, "Inna awwaluhu rahmah, wa awsatuhu maghfirah, wa akhiruhu itqun min an-nar." Allah has given us 10 different ashras and 10 different 10 days in Ramadan. The first one is the rahmat of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That has passed. Kuzargiya, rahmat ke ashra. Now in the second 10 days, it is the 10 days of seeking maghfirat and forgiveness of Almighty Allah. Therefore, I have spoken about this. Sin is a disease. Sin is a waba. Sin is a pandemic. And the antidote and the medicine for sin is istighfar and tawbah. This is the reality with regard to it. This is the situation. Guna ek waba hai. Aur tawbah uski iski dawa hai. Now how? Once you make tawbah, once you turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in forgiveness, and you ask Allah ta'ala to forgive your sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives your sins in such a way that you end off that as if you have not committed any sin. At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kaman la dhamba lah. Jab banda apne gunaho se toba nahi ka, jab banda Allah ta'ala ke se maghfirat aur toba karta hai, to Allah ta'ala unki taraf rujhan aur Allah ta'ala ki taraf se unke upar rujhan hota hai. اور اللہ تعالیٰ ان کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیتے ہیں. ایسے معاف فرماتے ہیں جیسے کوئی گناہ کیا ہی نہیں. That's the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sin. But however, in this particular regard, علماء have written, I heard Hazrat Mufti Mahmud صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ saying کہ مغفرت چاہنے کے چند درجات ہیں and چند وجوہات ہیں اور چند جو ہیں وہ طریقے ہیں. You see, there are different ways of seeking مغفرت. There are different ways of seeking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And he gave the example of our clothes. Sometimes it so happens that there is something very light upon our clothes. Halka sa dabba, halka sa gandagi. To aadmi usko haath se saaf kar leta hai. Sometimes there is a very small speck of dirt is upon your kurta. Then what do? You just take your hand and you wipe it off. And it gets wiped off. It gets clean. So sometimes it so happens that your clothes can get clean because the dirt is very, very minor. This is an example of minor sins. Minor sins gets wiped away by good deeds. Inna al-hasanati yudhibna as-sayyiat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the example. When you make wudu, then when you wash your hands, all the sins that you have done with your hands, they get wiped away. This is an example of wiping away minor sins. So through the means of wuzu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes away your minor sins. Just like a very small, small type of dirt, you wipe it away with your hands. Sometimes there is such dirt and such stains that comes upon your clothes that it never ever gets wiped away. As the Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullahi used to say, in our place you used to get particular like paraffin, or oil, dark oil, that you get petrol, for example. Now, sometimes if it comes upon your clothes, no matter how much you wash it, it doesn't get clean. That is an example of shirk. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bih, wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. Allah will not forgive a person who commits shirk. Besides that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive any other type of guna. Baad guna aise hai, توبہ ممکن نہیں ہے. جب تک آپ اس کو چھوڑے نہیں, آپ اس کو صحیح, جب تک وہ ہے آپ کے پاس, جب تک شرک ہے تو اللہ تعالیٰ معاف نہیں فرمائیں گے. شرک سے اگر توبہ کی تو اللہ تعالیٰ معاف فرمائیں گے. If you make توبہ from shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. So this is another aspect. And sometimes it so happens, you got a stain upon your clothes. The stain does not get wiped away by you using your hands. You have to use the washing machine. You have to use different types of, you know, washing powders. I don't know which type of washing powders people use, Omo or MAC washing powder. Until you don't use that, the stain does not come out. Sometimes our guna are like that. It is major sins. You cannot get rid of it just by wiping it away. You can only get rid of it by seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness with sincerity and showing regret. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, "At-tawbatun an-nadam." Tawbah in reality is regret. Until you don't show regret for the wrong that you have done, you can never have tawbah. There are different conditions for tawbah. I don't want to go into it. Today I want to speak about the maghfirat of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to speak about the rahmat of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this particular regard, the different ways of seeking forgiveness. And one most important thing with regard to forgiveness is nadamat. Nadamat ke baghair tawbah or istighfar be faida hai. Without it, there is no benefit of tawbah and istighfar until you show regret. The essence of tawbah is to show regret. Ya Allah, I've done wrong. Ya Allah, you have mercy upon me. Until you don't show that, you will not get tawbah. Once you show that, then you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willing to receive your forgiveness and willing to forgive you. Someone has said very beautifully in one Urdu poem, "Dolate mil gayi hai, aho ki, aisi taisi mere gunahon ki." Dolate mil gayi hai, aho ki, aisi taisi mere gunahon ki. I have got the wealth of crying out of regret for my guna and my sins. My guna have become completely obliterated because of that. Aisi taisi mere gunahon ki. So in this particular regard, you see, shaitan deceives human being by two ways. Shaitan, wo jo hai na, insaan ko do tarah se dhoka deta hai. Ek to ye hai ki Allah Taala bahut ghafoor rahim hai. Aap jo chahe gunah kare, koi farak nahi padta. Ye bhi galat hai. Shaitan misleads you in two ways. Once he tells you Allah Taala is ghafoor rahim, Allah Taala is very forgiving. So when you say that Allah is forgiving, it seems that you got a license to do wrong. That also is wrong. I normally give this example. Ulama have given, a doctor gives you a balm to put when you get burned. When you get burned, they say, ye marham lagana. Ye agar aap jal jaye, to ye marham lagana, ye bahut mufid hai. So now when a person is now, you know, brai kar raha hai. He's doing a brai now in the time in the house. Now he's taking his hand, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, putting it in the fire. Kya kahenge ya, bewakuf hai. How can you put your hand in the fire? Nay, doctor gave me an ointment. Doctor gave me an ointment. Very good for burns. What will someone tell him? Yes, that ointment is there. But if by chance and by mistake you get burned, then you use that ointment. You don't deliberately go and put your hands in the fire. Guna aise hi cheez hai. Ab jab janbuch kar ja kar guna to nahi karenge. Ki Allah Ta'ala ghafoor rahim hai. And then another way, with regard shaitan misleads us. Aap to itne gunegar hai, Allah Ta'ala kabhi maaf nahi farmayenge. You are such a gunegar, you are such a sinner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive you. My dear respected brothers, this is one of the greatest deception. Ali radiallahu ta'ala saw a person one day, he was sitting, and he was very despondent. And Ali radiallahu ta'ala asked him, "Why are you despondent?" "I have committed a guna. I'm worried whether Allah will forgive me or not. I'm worried whether Allah will forgive me or not." Ali radiallahu ta'ala told him an amazing thing. Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, "You're sitting in such despondency is worse than the guna that you have committed. Ye mayusi se aise baithna ki Allah Taala maaf nahi farmayenge, ye guna se bhi badtar hai. That is even more worse than the guna." So never ever let shaitan ever mislead you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves forgiveness. Allah Taala loves to forgive. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, "Inna Allah kataba kitaban fa huwa indihi fawqa arshi." Allah has written a proclamation on top of the arsh. "Inna rahmati sabakat wa fi riwayatin ghalabat ghadabi." My rahmat and my mercy supersedes and it overcomes my anger and my wrath. Mera rahmat wo hamare azab se bhi barkar hai. Azab to hai Allah Ta'ala ke. "Inna azab rabbihim ghayru ma'mun." A human being never ever feels himself safe from the azab of Almighty Allah. A believer never ever feels himself safe from Allah's azab. But we also know, Allah has said, "Inna rahmati sabakat wa fi riwayatin ghalabat ghadabi." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves forgiving. "Innaka afuun kareemun rahimun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni." Then together with that, Allah Ta'ala loves to forgive. Allah Ta'ala pasand farmate hai maaf karna. Dar uske saath dusre baat ye hai कि हमारे साथ नबी के शफात का सहारा है. On the other hand, we've got the shafa, the comfort and the aspect of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shafaat, intercession. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked, Ya Rasulullah, where must we search for you in Jannat? Or where must we search for you in the year after? Ya Rasulullah, I'm kaha do de aapko jo hai na. To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated three incidents, three places. He said, my ummah will be very, very anxious in three places. Search for me in one of those places in the year after. I think one is the Hashar, one is the Mizan, and one is in Pul Sirat. I just remember this hadith. I'm not very sure, but I think this is one. Search for me in the three places where my ummah will be in great difficulty. You will find me there. I always made mention of this previously. When you are walking towards a Rauza, and you are walking Medina Munawwara, you know, going towards making salam to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever I go there, I always see that. And it gives me sahara. So with that, on the way, there is written in brass. In brass, there is certain things that are written there. And on going towards, when you are going to make salam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko salam karte waqt, aap ja rahe ho to Madina Munawwara, mein ye hadith waha pe likha hua hai. Shafa'ati li ahlil kabairi min ummati. My shafa'at is for those people who have done major sins from amongst my ummah. My shafa'at is for those people who have done major sins in my ummah. My shafa'at will be for them. Ye jo hai na wo waliullah ke hai, ye jo hai unke liye to sirf ye nahi hai, sirf unke liye hai. Mere shafa'at to gunegaron ke liye hai. And I always say this, my dear respected brothers, Allah ta'ala mujhe maaf kare if I'm saying wrong. Allah ta'ala mujhe maaf kare ke agar main galat keh raha hu. I'll rather go in front of Allah Ta'ala as a repentant sinner than going with pride over my piety and my ibadat. Isse main ya yahi pasand karta hu ki Allah Ta'ala ke samne jaakar kahu ya Allah main gunahgar hu mujhe maaf farmaye. Isse ki main jaakar Allah Ta'ala se kahu ki main to bade wali hu. بہتر تو یہ ہے کہ میں جا کر اللہ تعالیٰ سے کہو کہ میں گنہگار ہو یا اللہ معاف فرمائے. حاتم اسمعی رحمت اللہ علیہ says, one day I was sitting in the Kaaba. When I was sitting in the Kaaba, I heard someone saying beautiful poems in Arabic. And I started listening. It was dark, that time there was no lights. And I said, Ya Allah, what beautiful words this person is saying. And one of those particular words was this. Ya Allah, what is it? Ya may yujibul muttarra fi zalami wa ya kashif ad-durri wal balwa ma'as-saqami. Oh, the one who responds to the one that distressed person in the darkness of the night. And oh, the one who removes the difficulty and distress of people when they are in distress. In kana judaka la yarjudu safahin famay yajudu 'ala al-asin bil karami. Oh Allah, if your forgiveness and your mercy will not come upon the sinners, then who will show raham and mercy upon the sinners? Ya Allah, agar aapke raham gunagaron ke upar nahi aayega, to kaun raham karega gunagaron ko? To Atim Asma'i rahmatullah alayhi said, I was so surprised. I said, who is this saying these beautiful words? I went to listen. I saw it was Imam Zainul Abidin rahmatullah alayhi. The grandson of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the son of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I said, O grandson of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are saying these things. You are the grandson of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Hatim, don't you know? فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ. When the trumpet blows, there is no, Allah will not ask you about your nisab and your lineage. Allah will ask you about your deeds. Therefore, Hatim, I am making this dua. My dear respected brothers, make this dua with passion that Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Show regret in this particular ashara. Allah is waiting. Inna Allah yabsutu yadahu bil-layl liyatuba musi'an nahar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah stretches out his hand every night to forgive the discretions and the guna of people who have committed guna in the day. And Allah Ta'ala stretches his hand of mercy every day to forgive the guna and sins of people who have committed guna and sins in the night. You know, Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, rahmatullah alayhi, ajib. One baddu came to our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day. No, these baddus also were ajib. They had such innocence. And they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such beautiful questions. We learned so much. So one day he asked, he said, Ya Rasulullah, who's going to take our hisab on the day of Qiyamah? Who's going to take our hisab on the day of Qiyamah? Who's going to take account of our deeds? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will take. When he heard Allah taking, he came so happy, he screamed out of happiness. Then he said, then Alhamdulillah, we are fortunate. We are fortunate if Allah is going to take our hisab. Imam Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi used to say, and I wrote this, ما أحب يا ما أحب أن يجعل حسابي إلى أبوي لأعلم أن الله تعالى أرحم لي منهما. I will not like on the day of Qiyamah that even my parents must take my hisab. I will not like that even my parents take my hisab, because I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more forgiving and more merciful than even my parents. I would only like that Allah ta'ala take my hisab. We have got such, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will take our hisab. Therefore, my dear respected brothers, this 10 days go and ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. And lastly, let me make mention of this incident. You know, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, loves forgiving people. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullahi alayhi writes, for 40 years, he made mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. That Allah ta'ala is so forgiving, Allah ta'ala is so merciful. 40 saal tak bayan kiya, Allah ta'ala ki rahmat ke upar. Dekha ke log jo hai na, wo kamzor par rahe, sus par rahe ibadat karne mein. They were becoming weak. They were not turning towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He started speaking about the adab of Allah. Brothers, if you hear about the adab of Allah in the Quran and Hadith, your hair will stand. So he started speaking about the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then people started crying. People fainted in the masjid. People had to take the bodies of people away who have been fainted away from the masjid because of his bayans on the adab of Allah. After 3 days, he saw Allah ta'ala in a vision. Abdul Qadir, is my mercy finished in 40 years that you have to put such fear in my bondsmen that they are taken away from the masjid, fainted and taken out of the masjid? Kya mera rahmat khatam ho gaya 40 saal mein? Ya Allah, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. Tafsir al-Kabir has made mention of an incident that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam was going. When he was going, Allah ta'ala showed him in a cover in which the person was getting adab. He was getting punished. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam noted it. On his way back, he saw that very same cover, that person who was getting adab, Allah ta'ala ne unko maaf kiya. Allah ta'ala forgave him. So Isa alayhi salatu was salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, why you forgave this person? He was being punished and now you forgave him. So Allah ta'ala told Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam, when this person died, his wife was pregnant. After he died, the wife gave birth. The child grew up. The child now went to the madrasa. So the ustad taught the child, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, the most rahim, the most kareem, the one who is most merciful. Oh Isa, I felt, how can I punish a person when his small son is seeking my forgiveness and taking the name of my forgiveness? How can I punish him? Therefore, Isa, I forgave him because of his son reading Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers, let us turn towards Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.